Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host today. I have a special guest, the Superintendent, Dr. Bill Nolte for Haywood County Schools. How are you, Dr. Bill?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the program today.
Always a pleasure to have you. I know you're full of great information.
Oh, my.
Okay, so today, very interesting topic and something we've been working hard on in our district is long-range planning. So can you tell the listeners, what is long-range planning?
Well, we do two-year district and school improvement plans, you know, every other year. And we're looking at right now data and what we need to do with students or things in the short term. Strategic long-range planning is, it's a longer look into the future. And you usually do that with a much broader group. You literally invite the community in. And you basically tell anybody who wants to come, put it in the newspaper, podcast, radio. You just invite people in and say, come help us look into the future and make some recommendations. If you're hearing dogs bark, Mrs. Barker's going to close the window. We have dogs barking outside of the central office at this time. She's trying not to laugh for the podcast. But anyway, it's really a longer, deeper look with a lot of people and it's a practical look. It's not a wish list of, we need more gravel, more pea gravel in front of the shrubs, or we need to change the playground. It's a big picture look at things that will make the school system better for our students and sometimes our staff too.
And we're going to get to the history because, we have done this before and I've participated in it before and I know you have too. But the one thing I like about it the most is it gives everyone a chance to have a voice. So everyone's invited, no one's turned away, and that, it makes it a really interesting mm-hmm. and fulfilling process. But tell us just a little bit about the history.
Well, it's gone on for a really long time. The first one I remember was 93. There was another one done a little later, I think, in the 90s, led by Dr. Leatherwood. And so typically, the school leadership superintendent, assistant associate superintendents will talk to the board, and they'll do a strategic long-range planning every 7 to 10 years. And we hadn't done one in about 8 years, and it was just time. We're in a transition point, new superintendent, new principals in different places. The economy's changing a little bit. It's still not great. It's just a good time to sit down with a group of people from the school system and the community and take a good look.
Okay, and we kicked this off October 1st at Tuscola High School. So talk to them a little bit about that night and the information you shared with all the stakeholders that came out.
Well, it's about a half hour PowerPoint. I won't go through all of that right here, but basically we thank people for coming and for participating. We had about 60 people sign up initially to attend. We talked to people about the kind of recommendations that we were looking for to really tease out recommendations and think about cost and whether or not things were legal. We formed four committees which are working. We had teaching and learning, which Mrs. Barker and Ron Moss, you're facilitating that committee. Staff training and support, that's being facilitated by Jason Hines and Jeff Haney. That's really about training everyone, not just teachers. Student health, there's probably a lot of conversations in that committee going on around mental health. Alicia Glantz and Brandy Stevenson are facilitating that committee. And then we have the support services committee. And that whole side of the school system has been significantly reorganized. So it's a great time for them to look at ways for us to be more efficient and effective with energy usage and facility use and school safety. So those are the four committees. And then the committees will meet for however long they need to meet. They may meet, a couple months or more. And then when they finish, they'll bring to us 5 to 10 recommendations. And then we'll get some people from each committee to reconcile those recommendations, because some of the recommendations will probably be very similar coming out of different committees. And then when we get that done, we'll take those to the board, and those will be our recommendations from strategic long-range planning. And you know, it's not a law or a policy. It's not something we have to do in a certain, you know, linear order. But it should guide us about things that we need to do next. And we've had a good bit of success in the past with recommendations that actually became part of, you know, the life of the school system.
And then you want to talk about that. And I just think it's important to add, once again, it's just that voice that you hear. I know within my own team, we had retired superintendents. We have law enforcement, parents, retired university professors, just all kinds of different people that have a great, you know, great input and all very different. And that's what I've enjoyed about it the most. So tell us about just some of the past recommendations that have come to fruition.
Well, we could go on and on and on about this. The last time we did the strategic long-range planning was 2010-11. You know, so really about, 8 years now. We're in school year 18-19. And there were like 33 recommendations that year, and we actually accomplished 20 of those partially or completely. So just real quick, some examples, because you could do a couple programs just on these things. But we really were, one of the recommendations was to make schedules more uniform to maximize course credit. Yeah. Well, both our schools now are on the block schedule. We also matched up our schedules a lot better with the college. We share spring break with them. Our closing dates and opening dates are better. That really helps our high school students who want to earn college credit while they're in high school. And that was actually a recommendation from Strategic Long Range Planning. We had a recommendation to investigate STEM, and that's almost laughable now because we have STEM summer workshops and activities for students. We've had some STEM electives that students can take in middle school. We had another recommendation to expand our preschool program, our four-year-old program, and we've increased it by a third, a third more since the last time. We had some recommendations to improve face-to-face offerings, and as you know, you and I worked on together AP offerings being held on the college campus so we could bring students from Pisgah and Tuscola together to make sure a class made. And then we had this recommendation 8 years ago to make sure that we provided athletic trainers for our middle schools and high schools. And that's everyday practice now, and people are a lot safer. Literally, lives have been saved there. We had a trainer save a person's life who had had a heart attack during a game, and we had a student who was severely injured, and the trainer recognized that, and we got him to the hospital. It was a liver-related injury. So
some powerful works being done in the past and continue. So when will our listeners be able to see these, or will they hear about these again, or what happens after the committee work?
Well, after the committee work, we'll reconcile the recommendations and take them to the board. The board will approve those. We'll announce those and share those with the committee. Those will be, like I said, not legislative requirements for the districts, but guiding points. So we'll publicize those recommendations like we do other things with a press release and share it in the paper. We can come back and do a program if you want to on
I think it'd be great.
On the programs. So
we'll
tell everybody all about that. I'm thinking, you know, December, January, February, somewhere in that area, the committees will be finished.
Well, I appreciate all that and your leadership within this, and it's again, just a great way to get a lot of input. I know you want to thank some people that have helped out.
Just quickly, and there'll be others to thank later who will serve on the Reconciliation Committee, but I want to thank you, Jill and Ron Moss, Jason Hines and Jeff Haney, Alicia Glantz, Brandy Stevenson, Trevor Putnam, and Kim Jackson. They're doing most of the bulk of the work now. That work will shift to the Reconciliation Committee. It will include people like their board chair, Mr. Francis. But you really can't do things like this unless you have people in leadership positions and then all the people who signed up for a committee and came to at least one committee meeting. We can't do it without you. So there are probably 60 or 70 of you out there. And so thank you.
Well, thank you for all you've done for Haywood County and for being here today. Dr. Bill Nolte, our guest today, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, Haywood County.